Good morning,
Love
to
Talk
you.
Radio.
Good morning to you, beautiful queens out there. Welcome to our first Your Destiny, Your Best show. Your host, me, Arnisa Thomas of Sneak Books for You. Your Destiny, Your Best show honors you because God created you and me in His image and likeness with the ability to have dominion and power over His creation. Similar to God, in His image, you also have a mind that includes knowledge and self-awareness. Similar to God, in His image, you also have a will that includes the freedom to choose and forgive. Similar to God in His image, you also have emotions that include to care, grief, and love. You and I are created to have a personal relationship with God. Then, in His likeness, man and woman were created by God without sin. Why? Because God is sinless. But we know the story. Adam and Eve yield to sin in the Garden of Eden. Remember, both were created with a will to choose. As a result, sin entered into the world. The entire world continues to inherit a sinful nature that created a broken personal relationship with God, and that went on for a long time. Yet, this is not the end of the story. God loves us and the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, who is sinless, to die upon the cross, an atonement, an offering for our sins. Thus, our broken relationship with God has been amended and restored. Now, God sees you, me, and the world as righteous, even in the midst of our sins, because He's a loving and forgiving God. And because Jesus' sacrifice of His life for us continues to be pure and without sin. Said all of that to say this. Therefore, the purpose of Your Destiny, Your Best show is to maximize your potential and ability to achieve your destiny, your best through Jesus Christ. So again, we are excited about you tuning in this Tuesday morning. And as a social worker, a clinician, I am used to some feedback. So we're going to get this right, but for right now, anything that you want to say, my email address is Arnisa, that's ArnethA, at Neat, NEAT, book. BOOKS, the number 4, the letter U, .com. Again, that's Arnisa at Neat Books 4, that's the number 4, the letter U, .com. So also, I will be able to take callers, so you see that. So anytime you have a question or want to make a comment, feel free to call in. That being said, the overview of our purpose today, this is our initial episode, is we will read Bella's helpless monologue. Hopefully some of you gotten a chance to view that on Facebook. On my website, I have the lyrics. If you didn't get a chance to see it, again, shoot me an email, let me know, and we'll figure out how you can get that. So we're going to, I will read it during this broadcast today. We're going to read Bella's helpless monologue. The music on the monologue was by Buck. We're going to examine and process what Bella is going through. And what Bella is going through, if you've seen it, if you haven't seen it, once I read the lyrics, you will see that not just Bella's, but there are just Bella, but there are many women similar to Bella that's going through a lot of stuff today because of we have the coronavirus epidemic and other life challenges. Then we're going to look at some ways on how we can help Bella and hopefully benefit other women. We're going to talk about stress and anxiety. Then we're going to look at Bella's situation from the spiritual point of view. The spiritual point of view we can't leave out, but we have to deal with real life situations and look at practical and professional ways to help us. Okay. So remember, ever we are going through, it is not over until it's over. As long as we have breath, we have life, believing and knowing we have the opportunity to overcome life challenges. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off in prayer. So, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for allowing us to come together, oh, Father, on this, your destiny, your best show. And we thank you for everybody that's on the line. Oh, God, let something be said today that can help somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, Bella, we thank Bella for acting out our helpless video. This is one of 11 to 12 different episodes that we will be doing on this Blog Talk Radio. All the episodes are taken from the book titled Get Through Going Through Life. I'm the author. The episodes represent, this episode today, Helpless, represents, so the introduction of the book. All right, so here we go. I'm going to read the lyrics. OMG. At one time, I didn't even know what OMG was, but I'm sure all of you know. It's oh my God. All right. I feel helpless. What am I supposed to do? Can't go where I want to go. Can't do what I want to do. Lost my job. Got bills to pay. Children not in school. Driving me nuts. Eat up all the food. We know about that, right? Yeah, they need sometimes feel angry, sometimes feel like crying, sometimes feel like drinking, sometimes feel like smoking. Life like this, I never expected. I feel helpless. What am I supposed to do? And honestly, if you haven't seen the video, please shoot me an email so we can get it to you. Okay? All right. First of all, what does helpless mean? Helpless, according to Merriam-Webster, helpless means defenseless. Nothing I can do. It's unable to do something to make a situation, a task, or whatever it is, better or easier. Then it's also not able to control something such as, and in this case, anger. Because Bella said, sometimes I feel angry. So let's look at the content of Bella's helplessness. Let's identify her emotions here. And we all know emotions are feelings, okay? And our feelings can be positive or negative. And all emotions, most emotions, it's natural, it's normal, it's a part of life. But we run into a problem when it becomes escalated, and then it hinders us from our normal and daily routine. So Bella's emotions that were identified, and you check off what you think and see if we come up with the same thing. So nuts was one of her emotions. Nuts is like she feels like she's going crazy, right? Angry, crying, helpless. And the sense of that I got, frustration, stress, anxiety. Now, the stresses can't go nowhere, can't do what I want to do, lost job, unpaid bills. All of this, if we look at the coronavirus epidemic, this is what a lot of families, a lot of single moms are facing today, loss of job. So the coronavirus is a stressor. And to compound that, we know when children are home from break, they eat up all the food, right? But a Christmas break, maybe 2 weeks, spring break, 1 week, summer, 3 months. With this epidemic, the children have been home since. They have been home since here in Miami-Dade County, and I'm sure around the other states. When we talk about spring break, they actually been home since March or April. So that's a long time, home every day. And it's very hard to keep food in the house when the kids are at home. Now, when we look at Bella's behavior, then we're talking about her method of trying to cope. We're looking at drinking and smoking. Okay? So let's talk about her appearance. If you saw the video, Bella had a look of sadness. She, even her body, you could tell she wasn't well kept, okay? And in her voice tone, she was so frustrated. During the video, she paused, trying to get her composure together. So if we could see the movement in her, the expression of her face, her body, the way her body was reacting when she was speaking, pouring out her guts. So we were able to note her frustration in her body signs. So, again, there are many Bellas out there, women with situations similar to Bella. It might not be the coronavirus, but it could be some other kind of sickness or issue. Now, guess what? I'm going to share one of my personal experiences because I can feel Bella. I can feel what Bella is going through. When I retired for the first time from my first job, when I retired, I went from riches. When I retired, I felt like I was rich, and not only rich, but I retired after about almost 30 years, right? So my stress was I went from riches to rags. I went from riches to rags. And if anyone has a relationship with God, you know when he speaks to you. So God has spoke to me. He spoke to me before I went from riches to rags. He spoke to me. He gave me an assignment to study his word. I studied his word for a while, but it took too much of my time. And I told God I didn't have time for this. So I meant the study he gave me, and I cast it to the side of my bed, okay? So like Bella, and it took, it wasn't an automatic situation. As I reminisce, it took about 5 to 7 years for me to really get to the point of feeling helpless. How did I know that? Well, I could not pay my bills. I was frustrated. I didn't even have money to buy groceries, okay? I didn't starve because my family made sure I ate, all right? I felt sad, and I did cry sometimes, and I had to borrow. But upon repentance, okay, I have been restored. So to become helpless can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter how poor you are. It doesn't matter if you got an in-between kind of a lifestyle. It doesn't matter how educated you are, because I've got some education, all right? And it doesn't matter how uneducated you are, all right? So the word today also is but God, and he can deliver us out of all of our troubles if we trust him. He can deliver us to have a better attitude about what it is that we're going through if we trust him. So let's examine the signs and symptoms of stress to help others, to help Bella, because she's our character, and to help others like Bella. So first of all, let's talk about stress and anxiety. Again, those are emotions, and we're going to have some stress, and we're going to have some anxiety. So it's a common response to situations that have caused you and I and others to feel threatened or have to become upset, and it impacts our normal family life or activities or income. So it impacts what we're normally used to doing. So as we look at that, the signs, okay, it's important to learn how to recognize one's stress and anxiety, okay? And a lot of times it can sneak up on us and we're not even aware. So the signs and symptoms of stress and anxiety, and we're taking it, we're going first with the extreme, a high level of stress, because this is what Bella is experiencing. So when we're talking about the excessive extreme of the signs and symptoms of stress, we're talking about it impacts the ability to think and reason. If you listen to the lyrics, think about it. Or if you watch the video, think about it. It impacted Bella's ability to think and reason. She had difficulty concentrating. Others, it may be poor judgment. With Bella, she only saw the negative. So that's another sign and symptom of stress and anxiety to the extreme level. All right? Constant worry. Emotional symptoms of inability or short temper. Now, Bella had an attitude, or when she spoke about her kids and the frustration for the children eating all the food. Can you imagine? They're eating all the food and there's not enough money to replace the food. That's frustration. She felt overwhelmed. Then we talk about also depression. Okay, that's another extreme symptom. Talk about the physical symptoms, aches and pains. This extreme. Diarrhea or constipation, nausea, dizziness, chest pain, rapid heartbeat, frequent colds. Now, the behavior symptoms, eating more or less. Chances are Bella was eating less. Sleeping too much or too little. You know, and a lot of times when we are feeling depressed, we isolate ourselves from others. You know, our friends may not call us, or we call them and they won't answer the phone. So isolation is another symptom. So don't get mad at your friends or mad at family because they seem not to see a change maybe in their behavior. Many times something else is going on. And folks are not always willing to share those intimate things that's happening in their lives, okay? So it also says, so what folks look to help them, now we're talking about behavior using drinking alcohol. Now, the good thing about Bella is that she said she drink alcohol sometimes, okay? So she's not off the cliff yet, but she's close to it because she's not drinking alcohol all the time, okay? Because if she was drinking alcohol all the time, then she would be neglecting her children. And guess what? The children would not get on her nerves because she's drinking to ease the pain. And therefore, she's not even paying attention to the children. If we're in a state of being drunk, or if we're drinking too much, then we're probably sleeping too much, okay? And then she said sometimes she smokes, so she's not getting high all the time, right? I don't think in the video she was talking about cigarettes, but maybe it could have been cigarettes or it could have been marijuana. So whatever it is, she was using the behavior of smoking to ease the pain. So we have the symptoms. We have the symptoms. Let's take a look. Before we do that, So the symptoms of stress and anxiety can actually be a very small sense of stress, of the emotion of stress. It could be from a small range to a very high range. And the thing that we would like to do is this. We would like to be able to pay attention to the clues of our body, okay? We don't want to get like Bella. And if we're in that situation like Bella, we're going to be talking about some things to help cope. But what would be the first thing we would do if we're already at that level of frustration, stress, and anxiety? So the early signs of stress and anxiety is we want to be able to recognize the early signs. You may detect an increase in your heart rate, or you might become aware of tight chest, sweaty skin, or butterflies in the gut, in the stomach, okay? You may find yourself short temper, can't tolerate what people say, all right? Easily to become angry. So these are just some things. You can always Google and get more information, okay? Now, let's look at ways of healthy. So we're going back to Bella. Bella's level of stress and anxiety is high. It's very high. So what I would do, and you think about what you would do if you run into a situation like that, right? And also, I want to say right now, too, anybody who's feeling stressful, high anxiety, this show is to introduce us if you needed more information or needed confirmation, but it's to introduce us to how to look at the early warning signs and how to deal with life issues. But this show does not take the place of, it's not a substitute, because if you have anxiety, if you're experiencing a high stress level, then you must contact your doctor or mental health provider that's locally in your community and tell them what's going on so you can get the proper help. So again, with Bella, what I would do with Bella, the first thing that I would do with Bella is I would ask her, have you called your doctor? If she said yes, I would then ask her, well, what did he say? Do you have an appointment to see him? And hopefully she does. And hopefully once she had explained over the phone, called her doctor's office and spoke to them and explained over the phone what she's experiencing, then the doctor, they probably would have hooked her up with the social worker to help her. Because the first thing is her safety and well-being so that she can take care of the children in the proper way. Now, if Bella had said, no, I didn't call the doctor, no, I don't have a doctor, then the first thing she would need to do is contact the mental health agency in her locality. Once you call, they will ask you some questions and they will know what to do. All right? Always, if you don't know what mental health agency, if you live in Miami-Dade County, there's a 211 number a person can call. And with the situation with the coronavirus, and we'll get into that later, but I do have a couple of other websites. All right, so that's what we would do to help Bella. So the point is now, well, I can give that to you right now. Okay, I hope you have your, I hope you have a piece of paper and something to write with. Now, Bella was saying they eat up all the food. So, first of all, local government can always call local government for resources. I know Miami-Dade County, I saw it on a website, there's assistance to help pay the rent. Okay, and then whatever else services are available, they would know that. 211 would know that. Okay, now here's a website here. This is a resource, and it's fns.usda.gov/resources. Okay. Again, that's F like Frank,
N, like Nancy, S, Sam, dot USDA, we should be familiar with that, .gov/resources. In addition, and with that, that website has family support. It has different activities and suggestions that can be done with the children. Now, also, there's the Mayo Clinic Health System -self-care. You can always Google the Mayo Clinic Health System -self-care, and they provide a lot of mental health and health tips for self-care. Okay? So we want to watch for when we talk about the mental health tips. The mental health is to set some ideas now. Is to set and maintain a routine. A routine, once we bring our stress levels and to help bring our stress levels and our anxiety under control, it is important to set and maintain a routine. All right? This is for mental health tips. Then, to focus on what you can change, all right? When we look at the great big picture and we see how things are all out of order and it's too much. It clutters our mind. So the thing is, and this is for all of us, focus on what you can change, okay? That's mentally. When we talk about health tips, then make sure you're drinking plenty of water, you exercise, outdoor activity, outdoor play for the kids, okay? But we have to maintain the social distancing like we should when we go for a walk, all right? So the other thing is this. So we have trouble sometimes focusing on daily activity. Our emotions are too difficult sometimes to manage and to feeling such as helplessness. So affirmations, that's another thing. Affirmations is positive quotes, okay? Positive thinking. Let's give you one simple example for Bella. Bella says, I'm helpless. So that's negative, right? That's a negative way of thought. So to help Bella, we would say, instead of saying, I'm helpless, Bella can say, I'm helpful. I am helpful. Okay? So that's a self-care technique that may can help Bella and help others. We may not be feeling it, but guess what? We have to continue to say it. Maybe we need to write it down and read it. We need to post it on the mirror. Okay, so I hope so far you're getting something out of this. I hope so, and I'm going to believe so. All right. Now, so what we've done was we took a look at Bella's and those like Bella's. We took a look at the levels of stress, the emotional stress, the anxiety. We talked about coping skills, we provided resources, we talked about the signs and the symptoms, we did all of that. Now it is time to let's look at Bella's situation from a spiritual point of view. All right, so we're going to look at her situation now from a spiritual point of view. Ephesians 6, and I wrote this from the New International Version because it's a little easier to understand. And the New International Version is a pretty well put together Bible. A lot of time went into that. All right, so it says, now this is from the spiritual point of view. It says, for the struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places, in the heavenly realm. Now, that's a mouthful, but out of that, this is what that we want to get across. Remember, Satan is known as the prince of the air. He's known as the father of lies. Satan and his fallen angels are the forces of darkness, okay, working against the righteousness of God. If you know a little Bible history, we know Satan hates God, right? So it's the forces of darkness working against the righteousness of God. It's working against the righteousness of man. It's working against the righteousness of woman. Therefore, man and woman cannot defeat the forces of darkness with human. When we talk about flesh and blood, then we're talking about human or worldly wisdom. That's the flesh and the blood. It's human or worldly wisdom or clever words, right? The forces of darkness attacks our physical well-being. Okay, let's look at Bella. It attacked her physical well-being. If you saw the video, you saw she looked depressed, all right? It attacked Bella's emotions. Think about it, the crying, the helplessness. She don't know what to do, okay? It attacked her mental capacity to let when it came down to the children, being able to handle the children. And the forces of darkness, it attacks our spiritual connection or our relationship with God. Okay, sometimes we question what's going on and we think God doesn't love us, right? So all of this are the spiritual forces working against us, all right? So Satan's desire is to keep us in bondage. If we're having physical issues, if we're having emotional issues, if we're having mental issues, if we're feeling helpless, if we're feeling there's nothing we could do, that's bondage, all right? So God said, this is from God, and also if we look in Ephesians, we talk about the writings of Paul. God used Paul to talk about what we call spiritual warfare, right? But listen, God said we must use the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is God's word to defeat the enemy, to defeat the enemy, which is Satan and his fallen angels, to overcome situations that we find or we may find ourselves in. All right? So finally, we must remember that Jesus himself, he gave himself for our so that we might be rescued. He rescued us from the present evil age, what we're living in today, what we're seeing today. And it's not just with the coronavirus. virus. If we look at what's happening in government, and if we look at, I mean, people up in your face taking the equipment out of the post office. I mean, blatantly in your face doing it, and they lying about it. Oh, I don't know nothing about it. Okay, so we are faced with a whole lot of stuff, right? And so again, Jesus gave himself for our sins so that he, Jesus, might rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. Now, that's in Galatians 1:4. Okay, so the one who practices sin is the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared, came onto earth for this purpose, and he has destroyed the work of the devil. So God has already defeated Satan. So we have the victory, but we have to take our stand, and we have to find some scriptures to use to help us, because Trump ain't the enemy. The enemy is Satan, who is using Trump. So we have to call it like we see it, okay? And when we start talking about Trump, then we're talking about the spirit of worldliness. We're talking about evilness, and we're talking about people that are filled with pride and haughty behavior, people of who have make up the untruth, all right? So it's all spiritual. And so this is what God wants us to know, that the battle is in the spirit. We cannot overcome the forces of evil, the situations that we encounter that can take us out of here. We cannot overcome those forces with our human way of thinking. Okay? That soak in for a minute, okay? So we have to, it's telling us, we have to use the word of God to overcome, and we have to say it. Even if we have doubts about this thing, but guess what? We got to try it. We have to try it. We have to try it, okay? And when we try it for ourselves, and we're sincere with it, then we'll see it does make a difference. It may not happen right away, but we have to believe it. Okay? So I have identified, so we already talked about that. We already talked about Bella's life. We talked about her anxieties and all of that. All right. So we have but in looking at Bella's helplessness, frustration, stress, worry, excessive anxiety, I found the scripture for that. 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." All right, see, we got 15 minutes to go, y'all. Okay, so now this is how we can say this, because we have to take this and make it personal in our lives, right? So it says, "For God has not given us." We can say Bella, because we praying for Bella and all that are like Bella. And if this fits you today, like, I'm going to put Bella's name where it says us, or I might put my name, all right? You put your name. So it says, "For God has not given Bella, he has not given Arnita," okay, you call that name who you want to call, start over, "For God has not given," whatever name you want to say, "a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That's what God has given us. That's what we have to believe. Here's another scripture. This comes out of Psalms 55:22. Listen.
If you want an outline of this broadcast today, send me an email. You got my email address. Okay. Let me see. I'm looking here to see if, all right. So listen, here we go. Psalms 55:22, it says, but I'm not going to save time. I'm not going to read the scripture source. I'm just going to read the scripture. Okay. It says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you, Lord. Then it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Another one, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. I really like this one. So it says, may the Lord give Bella, Arnita, every name you want to call on, every name. I put my children in there. Okay. It says, may the Lord give Bella increase more and more, you and your children. So this is not just for you as the parent. This is for the children too. And your husband, if you got a husband, it's for him too. All right. Another one. Those who sow in tears shall weep in joy. So right now, Bella is sowing in tears. Okay. We might have a Julie out there who's sowing in tears. Right now, they're crying. But the word tell us, but she shall reap in joy. She's crying now, but guess what? She shall reap in joy. Now, that's a promise, okay? Titus 2:14, it says, we thank you, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave for himself for us. He gave his life. He died on the cross. He gave of himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless act. Okay, we're talking about sin now, and we're talking about the forces of evil, those deeds. Okay, so he redeemed us from every lawless deed. And he purified for himself his own special people. That's us. We are Jesus' own special people. So he gave up himself. He redeemed us from every lawless deed because of his love, because of God's love for us. He was the only one that could do it because he himself is sinless, okay, all right? And he did this to purify us for himself. So God loves us, and he has chosen us, right? We are his own special people, zealous for good works. So as women of destiny, as your destiny, your best God-given gift in all of you, God want us to stir it up, all right? He want us to stir it up, use our gift, use our talent to glorify him. We use our gifts, we use our talents to help someone else, right? We use our gifts, we use our talents, and we got to help our family. We have to help our family, y'all. and we want to be able to help others, because if not, our gifts and our talents are not just for us. Our gifts and our talents are to be used to help somebody else. So as we close out today, as we close out this morning, we want to end it in a prayer. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the power of a sound mind and a power of love. So, God, we don't take what you have given us lightly, oh, God. We appreciate your love for us and how you have made every provision for us, oh, God, to get through life situations, to get through this here coronavirus, oh, God, to get through the lack, oh, God. We thank you for the resources and the people that you have put in place to help those that are in need, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for you said we may reap crying, but there is joy. So we thank you for the joy, and we thank you for meeting us above and beyond our needs. And we thank you that something was said here today to help somebody, oh God. So we praise you, hallelujah. We praise the one who is the above, hallelujah, who's above the heavens and above the earth. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So thank you, you women of destiny, you queens, hallelujah. We bless you, God bless you, good success. So guess what now? We're going to be meeting again next week, next Tuesday at the same time. Maybe I'm going to see if I can get on Skype, and I think with Skype I'll be able to see your beautiful faces, oh God. So we thank you this morning. So join us again next Tuesday. Next Tuesday we're going to deal with chapter 1. Chapter 1 is titled I Am, and the focus, we're going to move from helpless to hope. All right? So God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Bye-bye.